Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Beast of the Week presented by Priority Health. This week's Beast of the Week is Taylor Decker versus Terrell Suggs. One of the most important things, again, about being an offensive lineman is your pass protection. Being able to pass protect, especially in our offensive scheme where we do a lot of pass blocking. The one thing that Taylor has to make sure he does is he must make sure he takes a 45-degree angle in his pass kick, and he must make sure he keeps his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. And as you can see, the big guy over here, he's going to make sure that he got a nice 45-degree kick. He's going to keep his shoulders square, and he's going to force this defensive end to run the corner. That's what most offensive linemen want to do, especially offensive tackles. They want to force the defensive end to run the corner, give the quarterback an opportunity to step up in the pocket. That first technique, the defensive end was wide on Taylor Decker. This defensive end, Everson Griffin, he's a lot tighter on him. So it's a different set that you have to take, or he would have to take, according to how the defensive end is lined up on him. When the defensive end is tighter on you as he is on Taylor Decker, then you have to make sure that you stay on the inside half of that defensive end. So Taylor wants to make sure he stays on the number 7. He doesn't want to get out to his 9 and overset the guy. That would give Everson Griffin the opportunity to come back in on Matthew. He wants to stay on the inside half of him. And again, like most guys, what you want to do is try to force the defensive end around the corner. If he can't force him to the corner, what he must do is make sure he's sinking his hips like Taylor did and prevent the bull rush. That's perfect technique by the young guy, a young player that's going to be a great player for the Detroit Lions. Now you look at Terrell Suggs, T-Sizzle, one of the great pass rushers that we've had in this game. And of course, what you see, his initial lineup is he's wide. That's what most defensive ends want to do. They want to get as wide as they can away from the offensive tackle so they can make this tackle stretch out and come out of his stance, hopefully turn his shoulders and give that defensive end an opportunity to get around. And that's just what T-Sizzle does. First, his alignment is wide from the tackle. And watch, what he's going to force his tackle to do is turn his shoulders right away. Taylor got the 45-degree kick. This tackle didn't get the 45-degree kick. He turned his shoulders, and it's an easy way for T-Sizzle to come around, strip fumble, momentum play. Those are the plays that can change the momentum of the game. Then you fast forward ahead, again, with T-Sizzle. What he likes to do is get wide on the guy, therefore forcing the offensive lineman to really come out here and set hard on him. Now, this time, what he did, instead of continuing to go wide on the offensive lineman, he started wide and he set the lineman up by coming back right into him. That's where you seen where Taylor Decker, he set down on the guy. Again, this offensive lineman, he doesn't take the proper set. He gets his shoulder turned. Terrell Suggs doesn't really have to pretty much bull rush him. He could drop, swim that shoulder, get to the outside. Of course, another strip fumble. Those are some of the plays that a guy like Terrell Suggs can make. But when you have a guy like Taylor Decker, you can counteract the guy like Terrell Suggs. And that's a look at this week's Beast of the Week presented by Priority Health. I'll see you guys next week.